Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Saturday, March 16th, 2024. If you're like me and read the LA Times, you may have seen that Tripod has made it into the news again. The paper did a pretty extensive article on the famous three-legged coyote last week, though in the headline they misattributed his home to Joshua Tree rather than where he actually lives in 29 Palms, an understandable swap if you care about that sweet SEO. We had a feature story on Tripod last September by our own news director, Jeff Harmatz. He sat down with the 29 Palms Animal Control Supervisor, Rick Boyd, and had a chat about the iconic local. Here's a little bit of that story from September.
And though Tripod has become something of an institution over the last several years, he still faces a significant threat: human beings. Rick Boyd, the Animal Control Supervisor for 29 Palms, had this to say about Tripod.
No, he's been around maybe a year and a half, 2 years. Now he's becoming kind of an icon, which is, it's not helping him. People are feeding Tripod, you know, and they think it's neat watching him eat, and they feel sorry for him. They see a coyote with three legs. Tripod gets along just great in the wild by himself, hunting, everything by himself. He does great.
You can listen to that story and see an excellent photo of the famous fella by listener Christina Emily. That's all on our website. If you have any photos or stories to share about Tripod and want them added to our stories, you can email them to tripod@z1077fm.com. There's an update to the skimmer scam that was first spotted in 29 Palms. A card skimmer is a small, nefarious little device meant to look like it's part of the credit card machine you're using at stores like, for instance, Dollar General and 29 Palms. That's where the first one was found by store management, who called it into the sheriff's department. A second card skimmer was found on Tuesday the 12th at the same business. These card readers can sometimes be difficult to spot, but if anything feels clunky or strange about the credit card or ATM machine you're using, contact the store or the bank management. The card skimmers only work by the old school swipe method of running a credit or debit card. The tap-to-pay option available on some cards are encrypted and more secure than the magnetic stripe that holds your credit card info on it, which is accessible to any machine that's ready to read it. We'll have a list of scams circulating around the Morongo Basin at this story on our website, z1077fm.com. Yucca Valley's latest happening, the Third Saturday Art Walk, is happening today and tonight. With a look at this month's gallery openings, here's art aficionado Jeff Harmatz.
The Yucca Valley Art Walk features the many galleries of Yucca Valley and Pioneertown opening their doors to the public, with many debuting new work or new shows. Space Truckin' Gallery is debuting a solo show from longtime local artist Kat Johnson, titled Welcome to the Funhouse. Johnson's assemblage sculptures and wall pieces full of curio objects will debut with an opening tonight from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Goat Mountain Co. has invited a number of high desert artists to make artwork themed upon our legendary local cryptid in a show they're calling Retelling of Yucca Man. This group show will have an opening reception from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Joshua Tree National Park Association's gallery debuts a group show called Reduce, Recycle, Rethinking Today to Preserve Today, focused on themes of pollution and its impact on the desert ecosystem. The group show features sculpture, photography, and more, and an opening will be held from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. A number of other Yucca Valley-based artists and stores will be showing their work throughout the town today. For a full list of participating galleries, studios, and shops, and their open hours, see this story at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is Jeff Harmatz.
The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department announced that they'll be out on Saturday night from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. looking for drivers suspected of driving under the influence. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend, which means more people will be out celebrating. There's no law against that. However, impaired driving is against the law, and that means alcohol, marijuana, prescription drugs, or anything that impairs your driving and makes you more dangerous on the road, not only to yourself and your passengers, but everyone else too. Drivers caught driving impaired and charged with a first-time DUI face an average of $13,500 in fines and penalties, as well as a suspended license. Have fun this weekend and plan ahead for a safe and sober ride home. Two Saturdays ago on March 2nd, the Town of Yucca Valley Youth Commission hosted a sold-out senior prom at the Yucca Valley Senior Center. It brought out 117 local senior citizens, where they were treated to dinner by Let's Feast Catering, with table service by members of the Youth Commission. The dance floor was reportedly popping off, with seniors and their younger counterparts dancing all night to music by the Red Hot DeVilles. There were special group dances and a crowning of royalty as well. Vicky McConnell was crowned queen and Raul Balderrama crowned king. Attendees reportedly praised the Youth Commission for organizing the night and providing entertainment, along with strengthening the bonds between youth and seniors here in the high desert. If that all sounds nice to you, you're in luck, because the Youth Commission has planned a full slate of activities for the spring, including free tech help for seniors, a movie night, and more. We'll have that full list on our website. Sunday night, the Rotary Club of Joshua Tree is having a St. Patrick's Day celebration, starting at 2 p.m. and going to 5. There'll be both silent and live auctions, music, food, and drinks. It's all happening at the Helen Gray Education Center at 6601 Whitefeather Road. Tickets are $35 and available from any Rotarian or at the door. If you're interested in celebrating St. Paddy's Day this Sunday with the Rotary, please RSVP by texting 760-832-3188. And tonight, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Joshua Tree VFW, come get some delicious food from that other famous country that starts with an I, Italy. It's a spaghetti dinner with all the things you'd expect to go along with such a pasta feast. That's right here in downtown Joshua Tree at the VFW, post 7264. That's at 6403 Veterans Way. And that's your local news for Saturday. You can hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting out of Joshua Tree, California, alongside the award-winning Z1077 news team, I'm Robert Hayden.